Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, July 30th, episode 73. In today's podcast, we're just going to focus solely on the Olympics. We'll look back on the USA's 110-84 win over Serbia. We'll talk about what went well, who didn't play, so on and so forth. Next, we'll preview the game that will be played on Wednesday as USA gets their rematch versus South Sudan after beating them in their warm-up period 101-100 with that LeBron James finish near the end of the game and the questionable, I guess you would say, no call. Next, we go to the women's side. We'll look at the women's team, which had a dominating performance in their first game, beating Japan 102-76. And we'll quickly get you set for the women as they will play on Thursday. We'll record the next podcast on Thursday. So I just wanted to give you some early, thoughts on their game versus Belgium. But let's get started with the men who had an impressive, to me, 110-84 win over Serbia. When you look at Serbia, obviously you got to look at the play of Nikola Jokic, 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 8 assists. Bogdanović had 14-6-1. If you go to the other side for USA, we'll get into them a little bit. The combination of Kevin Durant and LeBron James was absolutely fantastic, with KD giving you 23, LeBron giving you 21, Drew Holiday with a good all-around game with 15-4. But there were other people that played pretty well. Obviously, Devin Booker getting 12 points, making 4 three-pointers. Steph Curry did go 4 of 8, 3 of 7 from 3 for 11 points. Anthony Davis does what Anthony Davis does, which is be effective, 7 points and 8 rebounds. So let's talk about this game and really talk about the play of Kevin Durant. You know, when we got into this tournament and even the lead-up, Kevin Durant didn't play in any of the exhibition games. So there was concern on people's parts, me included, what we were going to get out of the Slim Reaper. Well, folks, he looked like he didn't miss a damn beat, scoring 23 points, and going 8 out of 9 from the floor. I think the thing that it really sticks out to me when you talk about the play of Kevin Durant is the fact that Kevin Durant made 5 three-pointers. Kevin Durant, folks, and this is part of what I talked about before, Kevin Durant is not, to me, considered to be a three-point shooter. Kevin Durant, it's the flat-out scorer. But he doesn't look to shoot many three-pointers. Folks, if you just take a look, in the postseason, okay, that first round loss to Minnesota, one time, did he even take 5 three-point attempts. Now, you look at the regular season, there was more volume there from three, probably more than normal. Kevin Durant, over the course of the season, took 5.4 three-point attempts. He only made 2.2. You go through the season, right? How many games did KD make at least 5 three-pointers? And I'm going through it, folks. I count 3. 3 games that Kevin Durant made 5-plus threes. This is a Kevin Durant that, if you look over the course of his career, has never really been that kind of guy to shoot that many threes. So to me, it was interesting, and they brought him off the bench, which to me, folks, that was the most shocking thing of it. I was stunned they brought him off the bench. I thought they were going to start him. So I don't know if he was in a bad mood or whatsoever. But when he came in, he was lights out. And when you are Kevin Durant and you can just score and just focus on that, and you got guys that can get you the ball, and you're shot, one dribble pull-up shot, there isn't a better one dribble pull-up guy in the league. And if he gives you a three ball, that gives an added dimension to a USA team that I think doesn't have enough quote-unquote shooters. Which leads me, before I get to LeBron, that the team shot 56.25% from three, 18 for 32. They outshot Serbia by 27 points from the three-point line. They won by 26. So a USA team that I thought sometimes could not make enough threes did so. What I also loved about the USA team is 24 to 18 in assists, 39 to 32 rebounding margin. Now, listen, they had 17 turnovers. You know Coach Young's always going to get them about their turnovers. But when you shoot 62% from the floor, 56% from three, it don't matter how many turnovers you got. You're going to win. So I thought that was an important of note is the shooting. Let's get to LeBron. I told people on this network, on this podcast, that LeBron was going to lead this team in scoring. Simply put, LeBron James played the four to start the game. Do people understand how like impossible it is to guard this guy? When you have a guy in the dunk spot and two or three guys that can space the floor and can shoot the ball. That's why I've been telling the Lakers for years, they got to get shooters. That's why they went and got Dalton Connect in the draft. That's why they signed Vincent last year. That's why they're hoping Austin Reeves takes the next step. Because LeBron James needs guys that can space the floor. Because if he gets one step, and not even say one step, if LeBron gets even with you hip to hip, it's over. It's over. Because he's going to be so much physically stronger and athletic than you, that he's going to finish over you. And if you bring someone else, he's unselfish enough that he's going to kick it and let someone else get busy. This is LeBron James's team. Simply put, end of story. He's the best player on the team. Because Embiid is not completely healthy. And I don't think he's completely in shape. But in his style, no one's better than LeBron. LeBron's going to lead this team in scoring. I told people that beforehand. I said LeBron's going to lead this team in assists. He's going to do that. Because he's going to have the ball in his hands. And if there's ever a game that's late, and it's close, it's going to be LeBron and get out of the way. Speaking of getting out of the way, let me take my glasses off for a second because I can't see, but it don't matter. There is no conspiracy theory here with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Simply put, guys, here it is. Steve Kerr messed up. Folks, I have coached. I have left guys off the bench and don't even realize it. Because when you're a coach, you're focused on the five guys on the floor. You're not worried about the seven guys on the bench. The assistant's job is to sort of let me know, hey, do you want to get Tatum in? Hey, you want to get LeBron out? Hey, you want to go big? Hey, you want to go small? That's not Steve Kerr's job. Shout out to Steve Kerr for taking the blame for Tatum. But there's another reason why Tatum did not play a lot or at all. Basically at all. Matchup. Going against a guy like Nikola Jokic, you had to have bigs on the floor. You had to. They had to have bigs to match up with him. So that's why Anthony Davis is going to play his minutes. That's why Bam played the 20 or so minutes. It's about matchups. It's not about conspiracy theories. So I want to put all you Celtics fans to rest with that. And it had nothing to do with what happened. It was a mess up by Steve Kerr not getting him in late in the game. Sometimes as a coach, you don't want to do that because it's almost like an insult to put a guy in at the end of the game like that. But it's also about matchups. Which leads me to the next game. The game versus South Sudan is going to be more important than I think people realize. USA, simply put, are 29.5-point favorites. FanDuel doesn't even have, they don't even have a money line, because it's not even worth putting a money line out there. Because people will just probably run and take South Sudan, and if they hit, the books are done. So they're not gonna put a money line on a 29.5-point underdog. Folks, Sudan has the U.S.'s attention. They were able to go five out. They were able to spread us out. And they were able to get to the 10. You got to remember, folks, South Sudan shot 48% from the floor, 51% from two, 42% from three. They beat us at the three-point line by 21 points. It ain't going to happen tomorrow. I'm just saying it right now. If these American guys, who I think have a ton of pride, are going to let South Sudan dictate that game, they got another thing coming. Now, the line's going to scare people. Do know that when the United States played South Sudan in the exhibition, I think the line was 42.5. So it's already down to 29.5. Simply put, here are my best bets. Number one, I'm taking the United States minus 9.5 points in the first quarter. I think they come out guns blazing. I think they come out ready to play. I think they come out extremely hungry. The United States, when they had to turn it on in the fourth quarter, they turned it on. The last thing that you want to do as a team, when you're this big of a favorite, is to give a team hope. Especially, folks, if they think that the team can do it again. I expect USA to jump all over them and be up by double digits at the end of the first quarter. They will come out to USA and throw such a haymaker that I don't know if South Sudan recovers. Now, the backdoor cover could be in play. I'm scared of it. So I'm just going to go USA first quarter minus 9.5 points. Next, I'm going to go with Anthony Edwards over 12.5 points. Anthony Edwards in the first game for South Sudan got up 11 shots in 21 minutes, got 11 points. You look at the game versus Serbia. Anthony Edwards got about 20 minutes, got up 6 shots. Folks, ain't going to shoot the pill. And I think if the United States throws a knockout punch early, they may give some of their guys a little bit more rest, and they want to get guys like Ant going to lead that second group. I do expect the starting lineup to stay the same for the USA, maybe with an exception of Booker comes off the bench, you start KD. But something tells me I think Steve Kerr likes LeBron at that four. So Anthony Edwards will be part of that second unit. Anthony Edwards to score over 12.5 points on FanDuel. Next, I'm going to go with Anthony Davis over 7.5 rebounds. Anthony Davis, last game, 8 rebounds, 19 minutes. Anthony Davis for South Sudan, right, played 21 minutes, had 11 rebounds. Styles make fights. Talked about this. You're going to see more of AD, maybe. You'll probably see more Bam Adebayo. You'll see more Tatum. Because the way South Sudan plays their offense and the way we switch all screens and they go five out, we need guys that can guard the perimeter. So Anthony Davis will have to play more because he's got to guard the perimeter on the switch of the ball screen offense. Not only that, Anthony Davis has proven to be our best offensive rebounder. So when LeBron and when these guys drive with shooters, that gives him a lane that he can crash the boards. Because there's not going to be a lot of opportunities for AD to shoot the ball from three. So because he's in the dunk spot playing the five, because they play him and Bam 4-5, and they're using Bam at the elbow because Bam becomes what we call the trigger, the passer. AD's going to be around the basket. Best bets. United States first quarter minus 9.5 points. Anthony Edwards over 12.5. Anthony Davis over 9.5 rebounds. Let's conclude the podcast talking about the women. With a 102-76 win over Japan, United States was started at 20.5 point favorites, went up to 22.5. And obviously, they get the win by 26. Who led the way? Who else? Our dynamic duo inside of Asia Wilson, who had 24 points, 13 rebounds, and Brianna Stewart, who had 22-8. Two of them combined to shoot 22 of 31 from the floor. Lord have mercy. Sabrina Ionescu was outstanding, particularly shooting the ball from three. 11 points, 3-7 from three-point range. You got to remember, this is a team, the United States, that went 4 of 20 from three. Sab made three of them. The rest of the team struggled, going 1 of 13. So if there's a takeaway that you want to say that was tough with the Americans is the way we shot the ball from three. I want to explain something to people that the easiest bet to make once the game was started was the USA was going to go to team total over and they were going to cover the spread. Simply put, you had Stewie go 11 of 15. Asia Wilson, 10 out of 16. Brittney Griner, 5 out of 7. Your three biggest players shot 26 of 38 from the floor. Japan couldn't stop them. So Japan made an effort to say, we're going to play 3-for-2. Meaning, we're just going to bomb away from the three-point line, and we're going to hope that we could keep it close. Folks, you know that Japan shot 39 threes and 35 twos? They couldn't get the ball inside. They had to bomb away. So when I'm watching Japan hit these crazy threes in the first quarter, including a one-legged three from the left wing that went off glass, I said, oh, hell no. They ain't no way they're covering this game. There was no way Japan was covering that game. In fact, when the USA was up 9 at the break, I doubled down and bet the USA again to cover the spread. And I bet them again to cover and hit over their points prop. Because there was no way Japan was going to be able to keep up. Folks, they outshot us 15-4 in three-point makes. That is 33 points. We won by 26. We shot 4 of 20 from 3. If we shot a respectable or good 40%, double our total, that's another 12 points. We win by 38 points. Folks, the margin is so big for the Americans. So big. And it's crazy because I was talking on In-Game Live yesterday with my good friends, you know, Joe Ranieri, and Dave Sharapan. And I said something that I don't, I'm going to look at my phone as we do this. And I think, I don't think you're going to make a ton of money on this. But I'm going to say this. I would bet the USA women on the money line to win every quarter the rest of the way. And whatever you, if you start with 10 bucks and then after the first bet you get 13, I would just keep rolling it over. Because I don't think there's a team within 25 points of us. I think we're going to win every quarter. We're that dominant. We have the two best players in the world that are 6'5". And either one of them can step out and make threes. We have Chelsea Gray, who looked awful at points early in the game. The point where I'm like, we got to get this girl out of the game. Yeah. Coach Young, shut your mouth. Chelsea Gray, 13 assists. And I still think Sabrina Ionescu should be playing over her. We're that loaded. But it brings up interesting love. I'll end with this. We played Belgium. We played them in the Olympic qualifying tournament. Folks, we only beat them by two. 81-79. So we're like, USA is, I think, 23.5-point favorites. Which we're in trouble. Like, we could lose this game. Folks, we ain't losing this game. Simply put, got to remember, Chelsea Gray, Asia Wilson, Brittany Griner, three of them did not play in the game. So our best player, our at times most dominant player, and our facilitator gets everybody shots, didn't play. We scored 81 points. Team total for the USA in the game versus Belgium is 92.5. United States will get to 100. Give me the team total over 92.5 points, and the USA will cover the 23.5 point spread. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast for July 30th. For all things sports gambling, download that Sports Grid app, pregame, endgame, postgame, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. Next podcast will be shot on Thursday. We'll recap the men. We'll get us ready for some other free agent signing. We'll talk about Preston Chua signing with the Knicks. And we'll start to slowly get into the offseason and what I think teams look like for next year. Also, really quick, I'll do something different. The basketball tournament. Semifinals are on Friday. I'll give you my preview of both games. For my producer, Matty George, Vinny, who does a great job always with the graphics. Thank you for listening, folks. Remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.